From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Our program is all about bringing the Austin Music Experience to you, and a big part of that is live music, but today we're putting on our critical hats and taking a look back at the Austin albums that provided the soundtrack to 2014, and we've got some help from the music experts here at KUTX Austin. Our DJs will dive deep into an eclectic mix of picks, ranging from jazz to electronic to Latin rock. You'll hear familiar favorites like Spoon and Spanish Gold, plus a few Austin discoveries like Roger Sellers and Gina Chavez. It's the best Austin albums of 2014 as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. We've made our list, we've checked it twice, and today on the program, we're counting down our favorite albums of the year by Austin artists. And we've got help from the music team here at KUTX Austin. Our panel of experts, doesn't that sound pretentious, but it's true, chose some artists that have become local legends, as well as some surprises that made a big splash this year.
I'm Tyler Pratt, and my favorite Austin album of 2014 is, hands down, Shaky Graves and The War Came. Alejandro Rose Garcia has this gritty, soulful voice, and the whole record is full of loud, raw emotion. His music sits somewhere between blues and rock and folk, and the sound and lyrics are totally unpredictable. There's these surprises at every turn, but each one of them is a complete delight. Maybe the biggest treat of the whole album is his audible chemistry with Esme Patterson, who's featured on several tracks, like the unforgettable Dearly Departed.
Used to walk around screaming, all slamming on them doors. Well, I'm all grown up now, I don't scare easy no more. But you and I both know.
Shaky Graves from the album And the War Came, my favorite Austin album of 2014.
John Ailey with a recommendation for you for Kat Edmondson's The Big Picture. It's her latest album, and it's so professional. You can't believe it. It's got all sorts of great people on it. The Calder Quartet, George Deering, wonderful songs. Kat wrote most of them herself, I believe, and there are some other songs by composers like the Miles Zuniga. And you just got to get this. It's got Rainy Day Woman, the song we've been playing a lot here at KUTX, but lots of others. Oh My Love, Crying, Dark Cloud, Who's Counting. You'll love this record, I promise.
You string me along. My friends say it's wrong. They tell me I'm crazy. I'm reading the cards and asking the stars. The outlook is hazy. Whoa, oh, never mind the weather. Whoa, as long as we're together, you say. Why do you run away and save me for a rainy day? I'm tired of the fight. I turn out my light. You know I'm not sleeping. I'm walking the line. Just need a sign. You call me up weeping. Whoa, oh, never mind the weather. Whoa, as long as we're together, you say. Why do you run away and save me for a rainy day? Say yes, I can't say no, and that makes me crazy. You never say stay, I never can go away from you, baby. Whoa, oh, never mind the weather. Whoa, as long as we're together, you say.
John Ailey, your host on Eclecticos, and I recommend Kat Edmondson's The Big Picture.
It's the best Austin albums of 2014 on the Austin Music Experience.
Hi, I'm Art Levy, producer and host at KUTX. Consistency is an underrated virtue in rock and roll. Us in the music media like to have a lot of narrative with music, but the only narrative that you can really apply to Spoon is they've never put out a bad album, and that's an incredible achievement. They Want My Soul, once again, a great album, And all their albums sound engineered in the best sense of the word. It sounds like they slave over these songs when they're writing and recording them. But there's also a lot of emotion in this album. I think one of the biggest curveballs on the record is Inside Out. It's the second song on the album, and it's beautiful. I don't think you could ever say that about a Spoon song up until now, but man, it's a great one. Here's Spoon, Inside Out.
Make me complete.
Inside Out by Spoon from They Want My Soul, my personal favorite Austin album of 2014.
This is Michael Crockett, host of Horizontes, our Sunday evening Latin music program here on KUTX. My favorite Austin album of 2014 comes from singer-songwriter Gina Chavez. It's called Uprooted and features mostly original songs in English and Spanish, with contributions from many local artists, including the album's producer, Michael Ramos, singer Eliza Gilkison, and the Tosca String Quartet, as well as Grupo Fantasma's horns. The horns join Chavez on several songs, including my favorite, a raucous rock cumbia rap mix titled Siete De, where we jump on the 7D bus with Chavez for a ride through El Salvador, a country where she has lived and continues to do charity work.
Chelita, en un país central quiero conocer todos lados. Desde soy a la cima de Salco, voy deprisa y andando perdido hasta lleno. Donde me siento hoy que pega pa' que abre la puerta. Cómo llegar hacia atrás y que siga abierta. Sube, sube, asiéntele, vamos a ver al mundo. Sube, sube, asiéntele. Vamos a ver al mundo. Sube, sube, asiéntele. A ver, a ver. Sorpresa, no hay buses hoy. Las noticias gritan cual cobrador. Mejor tómate una costel. Nos ganaron las maras esta vez. Velocidades, sabe el bucero dos la primera. Y la locura, agárrate mi charo lo que encuentres. Bailamos sus canciones. Sube, sube, asiéntele. Vamos a ver al mundo. Sube, sube, asiéntele. A ver, a ver. Sube, sube, asiéntele. Vamos a ver al mundo. Sube, sube, asiéntele. Observar lo que veo a pasar las champas. Desde Tonacatepeque, por calles de oro al parque infantil. Llegar a Metro Cedro, luego galería. Llévame la Gran Vía, el boulevard ejército, la travesón cabía. Ando pisto y tú pistola, pero no me controlas ni en Arizona. Como Don Ramón, yo no paro la extorsión. Tampoco Pío ni la mano de Dios, ni la Vanela es mi tío mío, la Marta. Ni las demás, el tipo te va a cantar. Andamos poco, 20 centavos. Y per país, porque quedamos en todos lados. Voy al centro, al catedral. Venir a Santo Romero en estilo especial. Aire acondicionado, ¿dónde has estado?
Es cosa de chero.
Aire acondicionado, ¿dónde has estado?
Es cosa de chero.
Sube, sube al 7D. Vamos a ver al mundo. Sube, sube al 7D.
That's Gina Chavez from her album Uprooted, my favorite Austin album of 2014. I'm Michael Crockett, host of Horizontes, Sunday evening, 7 to 10 here on KUTX 98.9.
Coming up, more picks for our favorite Austin albums of the year as the Austin Music Experience continues. Welcome back to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. This hour, we're taking a look back at the Austin albums that moved us in 2014, the records that we told all our friends about, or the records that just never left our heads.
Hi, this is Jeff McCord, and one of my favorite Austin albums of the year is an Austin group by default because their lead guitarist is Adrian Quesada, who has done so much great work here in Austin over the years in a variety of bands. He plays with Dante from the San Antonio band, Hacienda, and Patrick from My Morning Jacket, and they call themselves Spanish Gold. It's a great record. Here's a track from it called Don't Leave Me Dry. The tune is Don't Leave Me Dry from the album South of Nowhere by Spanish Gold, one of my favorite Austin albums of 2014.
Hi, I'm Trina Quinn on Monday through Thursday, 2 to 5 p.m. And if you like music that guides you through the annals of time, but if only in your mind, have a listen to The Dreamy Dimensions, created by Austin's Roger Sellers on his latest release, Primitives. That's Roger Sellers from the album Primitives, my favorite Austin album of 2014.
This is the Austin Music Experience, and today we're featuring our favorite albums of 2014 by Austin artists.
Hey, this is John Parsons with KUTX, and one of my favorite Austin albums this year comes from Warm Soda, which is Matthew Melton's band that recently moved here from Oakland. The name of the album is Young Reckless Hearts, and it's a very appropriately titled album because it sounds a lot like that. It sounds like bottled up teenage emotions that have been sprayed all over a tape deck. It's a great garage power pop sound that I just can't get enough of. Warm Soda from Young Reckless Hearts, one of my favorites from 2014 from Austin.
Hi, this is Jay Trachtenberg. You can catch me noon to 2 Monday through Thursdays here on KUTX 98.9. Well, one of my favorite albums of 2014 was Elias Haslinger's album Live at the Gallery. Elias Haslinger is an Austin native. He's a saxophone player. And for about the past 3 years, he's been hosting Monday nights at the Continental Club Gallery with this fabulous Church on Monday band, which includes, in addition to Elias on sax, the great Dr. James Polk on the Hammond B3 organ, Jake Langley on guitar. And every Monday night at 8:30, they just blow the walls out of the Continental Club Gallery. And last year, they recorded live over 2 nights. And they've come out with this album in the past year called Live at the Gallery, and some really cool stuff. And it's one of my choices for my favorite of 2014. That was saxophonist Elias Haslinger and his Church on Monday band from their album Live at the Gallery, which was recorded live at the Continental Club Gallery last year.
We've got more picks for our favorite Austin albums of the year on the way as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. We're counting down our favorite Austin albums of the year with the help of the music experts right here at KUTX Austin. Our newest member to our ranks, Elizabeth McQueen, picked an artist that was new to Austin's ranks this year as well.
Latasha Lee has been releasing music for a while, but in 2014, she really made herself known in Austin when she released Latasha Lee and the Black Ties. She's got a killer voice and this great, very coherent, complete sound, and it's a sound that you really don't find in Austin that often. It's neo-soul with a hip-hop treatment and ultra-catchy pop songs.
You thought I'd never get ahead without you. Look at me now. And pull myself up out this bed without. Oh,
That's Latasha Lee from Latasha Lee and the Black Ties, one of my favorite Austin albums of 2014.
Hi, I'm Lori Gallardo, and the album that I picked from a local band is called Spite, and it's by 100 Visions. You got Ben Maddox on guitar and vocals, Eric Loftus doing the drum action, and Wes Turner on bass. It's a trio keeping it simple and straightforward, in-your-face, gritty garage pop with a very psych feel, definitely a punk attitude, all rock and roll. And you can tell they have so much fun doing what they do. That is 100 Visions from their album, Spite, an album that made it on my list of favorite albums this year.
We're playing favorites, our favorite Austin albums of 2014 on the Austin Music Experience.
Hi, this is Rick McNulty, host of Left of the Dial and Saturday Afternoons here on KUTX. My favorite Austin album of the year is Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath. Brownout has been killing it here in Austin for several years. They play deep, heavy funk with a Latin twist, but this time they take on an entirely different beast. And the name of the beast is Black Sabbath. There are some terrific horn arrangements from Speedy Gonzalez, guitar shredding everywhere, a maniacally tight rhythm section, and some of the songs feature Alex Marrero on vocals. It's fantastic. So much so that Ozzy Osbourne has been going bananas over this in recent interviews. Here's a track from it called NIB featuring Alex Marrero. It's Brownout presents Brown Sabbath. That was Brownout, covering Black Sabbath from Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath, my favorite Austin album of the year.
I'm Jody Denberg, and I like all of the Austin albums we've played on the show so far, but my favorite is by Ian McClagan and the Bump Band. United States is the album they released in 2014. It was a leap forward for the Bump Band, and even though it's a sentimental favorite now with the passing of our friend Ian McClagan, it's just a great record. There were no guests on this record. The Bump Band, all the members sang on this record. Ian McClagan recorded it at his home studio, and while on prior records he would engineer himself, this time I think it was Darwin Smith he got to engineer the record so he could just concentrate on the songwriting, the keyboard playing, and the singing. Ian McClagan from United States on the Austin Music Experience.
Seem to think about you, all I ever do. I only seem to think about you. I wake up in the morning, there you are. I wake up in the night, I only got one thing on my mind. All I wanna do, all I wanna do. Sometimes I dream, sometimes I weep, sometimes I scream. Oh, I want you, I want you so bad. Don't say no, babe, I can't handle that. All I wanna do, all I wanna do. I only seem to think about you, all I ever do. I only seem to think about you. Ooh. Drive across town, dead of night, climb into your bed, run my fingers down your back. All I wanna do, all I wanna do. You're sweet like honey, and like a honeybee. So bad. Don't say maybe, babe. Got no place for that.
Ian McClagan, one of the members of the British Invasion, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but a proud Austinite for 20 years, he called his latest album United States, but that wasn't about America, that was about relationships. And from that album, Ian McClagan and the Bump Band, with All I Wanna Do, which concludes our survey of our favorite Austin albums of the year on the Austin Music Experience. You can find more of this program at KUTX.org. I'm talking about all the past episodes and our DJ's favorite albums of the year in the non-Austin category. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and myself. Extra special thanks to all the DJs who contributed their picks to today's show. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.